Researchers are calling for a global ban on the mining, production and use of asbestos. New figures show the health costs of treating asbestos-related diseases are four times the cost of producing the material. The research was commissioned by the World Health Organization and has been presented at a top-level cancer meeting in Brisbane, as Courtney Wilson reports.
Asbestos has cost Les Chaudel dearly. It robbed him of the opportunity to spend his precious twilight years with his wife, who died from mesothelioma when she was 63.
To see somebody die like that is shocking. It's a dreadful bloody thing.
Mr. Chaudel says his wife, Marietta, didn't develop mesothelioma or cancer in the lining of her lungs until 40 years after she was exposed to asbestos.
With her first husband, he used to come home, she said his clothes were just covered in this white substance, which was asbestos, eh? And she said she used to just flip the clothes before she put them in the washing machine. She must have breathed it in.
In Australia and many other developed countries, the dangers of asbestos is now widely known and accepted, and new use of the hazardous material is banned. But that's not the case in the majority of developing countries. And new research reveals just how much the ongoing use of asbestos products is costing the global economy.
If you spend $1 to buy asbestos, you are spending $4 to treat and compensate the condition caused by this.
Dr. Ahmed Qureshi is from Monash University in Malaysia and is one of the authors behind the new study commissioned by the World Health Organization. Dr. Qureshi analysed data from the United States Geological Survey. He says by looking at what's being spent annually on asbestos production and use and comparing that with the annual economic burden of managing and compensating the three most common asbestos-related diseases, he was able to show the true cost of continuing to produce and use asbestos products.
In 2003, they have told that about 2.11 million metric tons of asbestos was used, and the cost was about $2 billion roughly to treat, compensate, and people who get the disease, how much there's a loss of income to them, including the cost of asbestos. The total is about $11.9 billion.
Dr. Qureshi presented his findings to the Asia Pacific Cancer Leaders Summit being held in Brisbane this week. He argues the global health costs associated with treating asbestos-related disease warrants a global ban on asbestos use and production.
In developing countries, issues that people, they don't have knowledge about the harms caused by this asbestos.
Katie Clift is from Cancer Council Queensland. She says Australia currently has one of the highest rates of mesothelioma in the world, which in part can be attributed to the amount of time it takes for asbestos-related diseases to manifest.
Just in Queensland alone, we know that cases have risen from about 17 every year in the early 1980s to about 135 every year in 2013.
There's been a national ban on the sale and use of asbestos products in Australia since 2003. But Katie Clift says we still have a part to play in advocating for the eradication of asbestos products globally.
It's not just about the developing countries that haven't banned the new use of asbestos. This is about what it costs the world. I mean, for every dollar spent on the use of it, costing our economy $4 in health costs is outrageous, and it does affect all of us.
Katie Clift from Cancer Council Queensland, ending Courtney Wilson's report.